Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you this morning on the day after Valentine's Day. I hope you got all that your heart could desire for Valentine's Day, that you didn't eat too much chocolate and that you didn't stay up too late last night. It made me think, thinking about Valentine's Day made me think about love. And a couple of weeks ago, Andrea preached on loving our neighbors ourselves, or do unto others as you'd want them to do to you, the golden rule. And we read about that. It's reinforced often in Scripture and hopefully in our lives. On Valentine's Day, we give expressions of love to those we love. And hopefully we give those expressions in ways that make the other person feel loved. When our kids were little, we read about the five love languages for children and then also for all relationships, for even mine and Robin's marriage relationship. And really the goal of learning love languages, and five are identified, is to figure out how the person you are in a relationship with, the person that you love, how they experience love, how they receive it. And I think if we add that concept to this, to loving your neighbor as yourself or doing unto others as you'd have them do unto you, we don't love other people the way that we want to be loved. We love them the way they want to be loved in hope, right? And maybe expectation that they will love us in the way we want to be loved. I don't know if that makes sense. But those love languages, for example, you know, could be quality time, could be the receiving of gifts, it could be physical touch, words of affirmation, acts of service. Actually, those are the five. And if you're a person who receives love by hearing words of affirmation and being given positive feedback, and I show love to you by doing things for you, you're not going to experience that as love, or maybe not to the same extent as if I were to give you words of affirmation. Or if your love language is quality time, my wife's is, you know, if I'm not spending time with her, but I'm going out and buying gifts, or I'm doing things for her, she's not going to experience that as love in the same way as she does if I set aside time for her and time to be with her. I mean, who wouldn't want to spend time with me after all? So I hope your Valentine's Day and this whole week has allowed you to experience love, allowed you to share love, allowed you to love your neighbor as yourself. And I've got some good news and bad news, friends. This is our last Hump Day Hallelujah for a while. Next week, next Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, and we'll be beginning the season of Lent. And so the bad news is we won't be posting a video every Wednesday morning during Lent. The good news is we'll be posting a video every day during Lent with the exception of Sunday. So for 40 days beginning next Wednesday, we will have a short video that we'll be posting at the same time at 7 o'clock every day, Monday through Saturday for the season of Lent. And those videos will be based on the Being Challenge. The book is here. It's over my shoulder. This is a red letter challenge written by Zach Zender. We did the red letter challenge last year during Lent. And this is a secondary challenge that comes out of that same series. The red letters being the words of Jesus as recorded in Scripture. And this year's challenge is a challenge to us to be like Jesus. So every day we'll be looking at one of the 40 reflections that Zach provides in the book, and I'll be responding to those. If you'd like to follow along with us, if you are a person who lives in proximity to the church here in Citrus Heights, come on by the church. We'd be glad to give you a book, or if you'd like to make a donation of $25, that's about what the books cost us with shipping. If you are not nearby and would like to participate in the challenge with us and watch these videos every morning during Lent, the books are available online at the Red Letter Challenge. I just put that into the Google, and we're not sponsored by them, by the way. And you'll be taken to the website where you can order a book to have shipped to your house, and you can follow along with us as we, as a community, do this challenge together. There are five habits, or keystone habits, that Pastor Zach talks about them, that we'll be challenging ourselves and each other to try and implement during the season of Lent. The first is a commitment to community, to being in relationship with each other. The next is to study Scripture, to be a person of the Word, to spend time reading the Bible. The third is making prayer a priority, prioritizing prayer. The fourth is seeking solitude, finding times of rest and renewal, and being still and listening for that voice of God. And finally, choosing church, to participate in a worshiping community, to be gathered and in relationship with other parts of the body of Christ as a form not only of encouragement, but unfortunately at times a form of rebuke or correction. Because when we go off as lone rangers, sometimes we can pick a path that is not what God desires for us or from us. So I hope you're able to join us during Lent and on these daily videos that we'll be doing as part of this Being Challenge. Look forward to sharing that time with you as we journey from Ash Wednesday through Holy Week to the good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ on Easter morning, Sunday, April 9th. It's been good being with you today, and I look forward to spending more time with you during the season of Lent. Take care.